Ukraine's record 370 drone barrage reaches deep into Russia. On the night of July 17th, Ukraine launched approximately 370 drones simultaneously toward the Moscow region and surrounding oblasts, the largest single-night barrage Ukraine has conducted, surpassing a previous record of around 250 drones in early 2026. 7 workers were killed when one struck a Wildberries warehouse in Tambov Oblast, roughly 480 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Wildberries is Russia's largest e-commerce platform. Fires also broke out at a second warehouse and at a nearby oil depot. The targeting logic reflects a deliberate dual-purpose strategy. Hitting logistics infrastructure, warehouses, and fuel depots disrupts Russian economic activity, generates damage visible to Russian civilians, and forces Moscow to divert air defense resources away from the front lines in eastern Ukraine. The fact that drones penetrated defenses within a few hundred kilometers of the Kremlin, despite Russia's concentric rings of S-400 systems, Pantsir batteries, and electronic warfare equipment, represents a significant embarrassment for the Russian military establishment and suggests Ukraine has identified exploitable gaps in timing or corridor coverage. Russia's response came in the Black Sea theater, with a fresh strike on Odessa's port targeting grain trade infrastructure, a continuation of the pattern that has run since Moscow withdrew from the Black Sea Grain Initiative in 2023. Disruption at Odessa, a critical export point for global wheat and sunflower oil shipments, typically reverberates to food prices in North Africa and the Middle East within weeks. A separate but strategically significant development came with President Zelensky's announcement that Ukraine will open its intelligence archives on the 1943 Volhynia massacre, the killing of between 50,000 and 100,000 ethnic Poles by Ukrainian nationalist forces during World War II. The gesture toward Poland, one of Ukraine's most critical military and political supporters, is timed deliberately ahead of Polish parliamentary elections in the fall, offering Warsaw a diplomatic concession to bring home to voters at a politically sensitive moment.